This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Passengers traveling on a train that collided with another in Greece late Tuesday described the scene after being transported to the site, to a northern city, and where at least 32 people have died and dozens more have been injured. Passenger Sturgios saying there was panic for 10-15 seconds. It was chaos, tumbling over fires, cables, hanging, broken windows, people screaming, people trapped. It was 2 meters high from where we jumped to leave, and beneath there was broken iron debris, but what could we do? About 250 passengers were evacuated safely on buses. A special House committee dedicated to countering China began its work in the United States with a prime time hearing, which the panel's chairman, Mike Gallagher, called on lawmakers to act with urgency and framed the competition between the U.S. and China as an existential struggle over what life will look like in the 21st century. Gallagher says the focus is on Chinese government, not the people of China.
It should remind us at all times and in all the work that we do together that we must constantly distinguish between the Chinese Communist Party and the Chinese people themselves, who have always been the party's primary victims.
And while some critics have expressed concern the hearings could escalate the U.S.-Chinese tensions, and lawmakers sought to demonstrate unity, and the panel's top Democrat made it clear that he does not want a clash of civilizations, but a durable peace. Again, a special committee dedicated to countering China began its work. U.S. Congress